red cowboys stacking U.S. steel on a three-day haul. Roads and rails under their feet. Yeah, that sounds like a first-class seat on the plane. Sunset in your eyes like a watercolor painted sky. You think heaven's doors have opened. You'll understand why God made those flyover states. Take a ride. Freedom on your face, breathe in all that open space, and meet a girl from Amarillo. You'll understand why God made it. You might even wanna plant your stakes in those flyover states.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On this first day of summer, dangerous heat in the east, raging wildfires in the west, and tropical storms along the Gulf Coast. ABC's Melissa Adan is in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Tropical storm Alberto, the first named storm of the season, slamming into coastal Texas after wreaking havoc in Mexico and leaving three dead. As officials warn of an above-average hurricane season for the Atlantic.
Drug maker Eli Lilly raising new concerns this morning about fake and compounded versions of some of its most popular diabetes and weight loss drugs, Mounjaro and Zepbound. A warm welcome for Vladimir Putin in Vietnam. Following his trip to North Korea, Putin traveled to Hanoi to further strengthen ties with that country. The U.S. Supreme Court could hand down some key rulings today, one of them possibly on immunity for Donald Trump, another ruling on possible questions of whether the January 6th rioters can be charged with obstruction. This is ABC News. New concerns about bikes and cars sharing the same roads.
A horrifying hit and run near the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. A driver ramming into two cyclists, the vehicle appearing to stop briefly before running over one of the victims.
If he had driven 6 inches to the right, I'd be a dead man.
Tom Geppert was the man run over. He suffered a concussion, but otherwise only minor injuries. 31-year-old Benjamin Highlander was chased down by other bikers before he was taken into custody by airport police. He faces multiple charges, including DWI and aggravated assault.
ABC's Rihanna Nally. The company behind Snapchat has agreed to pay $15 million to settle a lawsuit brought by California. The state's civil rights agency claimed it discriminated against female workers. And gas prices may continue to drop. Some experts seeing low demands and high supply, thinking they could fall 10% between now and the 4th of July. This is ABC News.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains from June 14th through the 24th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, showers and thunderstorms, a high near 72. For tonight, scattered storms with lows in the low 60s. For Friday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm. We'll have heavy rainfall possible with a high near 75. Friday night, scattered storms and a low around 66. For Saturday, showers and maybe a thunderstorm, a high around 80. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high of 79.
It's 60 at our studios.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Two people are dead following a four-vehicle crash in the Dodge County town of Herman Wednesday. A car driven by a teen crossed the center line, struck a pickup. Two cars behind the truck then crashed in a chain reaction. An 84-year-old man and 79-year-old woman from Hustisford inside the pickup died at the scene. Two people were injured in an apparent explosion two blocks west of the Capitol in Madison Wednesday morning. Responding firefighters found several manhole covers lifted by the explosion. Two construction workers at a nearby site suffered non-life-threatening burns and were taken to a hospital. And Summerfest gets rolling today. The 56th edition of the annual music festival on Milwaukee's lakefront will feature 800 acts. The gates to Meyer Festival Park will open at noon today. The festival will run this Thursday through Saturday, and again Thursday through Saturday the next 2 weeks. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Bauer Built Tire and Service Durand and Mall Drive Eau Claire, and the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. The problem of accidental 911 calls continues to be an issue even here in Pepin County. During last night's Pepin County board meeting, Sheriff Joel Winter told the board that while Apple and Android have made updates to their phones to try to prevent accidental 911 calls, there's a new issue involving notifications that the phone's been involved in an accident.
But now we're starting to see OnStar calls where people are putting their phones on top of their cars, leaning about and driving away. And if that phone has a certain impact, it sends a call to OnStar to our dispatch center saying that this phone was involved in a crash. We have to respond to those with fire, ambulance, and law enforcement.
The sheriff estimates that 15 to 20% of the 911 calls last year to the dispatch center were false 911 calls. Police in Eau Claire say they've arrested a woman who helped a wanted attempted homicide suspect from Madison escape. Eau Claire police say 54-year-old Candace Rogers hid Jerome Jacobs in her car and drove him away from Eau Claire last week. Police in Eau Claire had just tried to stop Jacobs, but he ran. Investigators say Rogers' help meant Jacobs got away and is still on the run. She's now looking at charges of harboring or aiding a felon. The Prairie Island nuclear facility lost 3 months of power generation and $12 million in repair costs due to a severed cable. That incident occurred in October when underground cables were inadvertently severed during maintenance work. Xcel Energy incurred $2 million in operation and maintenance costs to return the plant online. The cost of purchasing replacement power and cable repairs will be determined in upcoming hearings, with Xcel customers potentially bearing some of the financial burden. Despite the outage, Xcel customers continue to receive power from other sources. The woman in charge at UW-La Crosse says she doesn't want that school to be known as Porn U. Interim La Crosse Chancellor Betsy Morgan yesterday said the university needs to fire former Chancellor Joe Gao to protect the school's reputation. Gao was fired as chancellor late last year after the university learned that he was making porn movies with his wife and then sharing them online. Gao accepted that firing, but is now fighting to save his job as a communications professor. He had the first day of his disciplinary hearing yesterday. Gao continues to say he did nothing wrong. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Pizza Hut is shutting down several restaurants. The company abruptly shuttered 15 locations, but the reason behind the closures are different than other chains. Pizza Hut shut down the stores due to an ongoing financial dispute with one of their biggest franchisees. The franchisees operate 144 Pizza Hut restaurants across five states, and they're being sued by the pizza company over millions of dollars in alleged unpaid bills. Reports say another 129 Pizza Huts owned by the franchisees group EYM will close in Georgia, Illinois, South Carolina, and Wisconsin. Wisconsin's share of the national baby powder settlement comes to just under $16 million. Attorney General Josh Call announced the settlement. In all, Johnson & Johnson will pay states $700 million to settle claims that the company knew baby powder with talc was harmful to women, but continued to make it nonetheless. Call said his office is dedicated to protecting people in Wisconsin. He's not saying how the state would spend its part of the settlement. Wisconsin has already surpassed its total tornado count from last year. The latest confirmed twister happened Monday in Colby, where an EF0 tornado touched down. The number of tornadoes in the state this year is at 24. The 2023 total of 21 was surpassed last month, and the current total has overtaken Wisconsin's annual average of 23 tornadoes within a calendar year. National Weather Service data shows the year with the greatest number of tornadoes in the state was 2005, when 62 were confirmed. The University of Minnesota is considering a proposal to introduce mixed alcoholic beverages at Gophers sporting events. The plan includes a three-phase approach, starting with canned and batched cocktails in general concourses this fall. The university successfully tested liquor-based drinks at a concert last summer.
The proposal aims to expand alcohol sales over the next few years with full-service bars and bottles in suites by 2025 and 2026 and alcohol in the stands by 2026-27. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Brewers beat goes on. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. The West Coast has historically not been a kind road trip for teams east of the Mississippi River. So far, it's not been an issue, though, for the surging Brewers.
Contact the StatCast, folks. It's a fly ball to right. This is going to end the ball game as Theis flies out. McGill shuts the door quickly. Three up, three down, ninth inning. The Brewers win 2 out of 3 from the Angels. They pick up a shutout tonight. Peralta to Hudson to McGill.
Brian Anderson on Bally Sports Wisconsin with the call. Maybe it's because the Los Angeles Angels have been so bad for so long, or maybe the Brewers are defying everyone's odds at the start of the season, but Milwaukee is a season-best 14 games over 500 after their 2-0 win last night in Anaheim. Freddy Peralta pitched 6 innings of 3-hit, 8-strikeout shutout ball.
Freddy was terrific. His focus was really good. He was consistent. When his windup and delivery are consistent, his pace is consistent, he carries all that on him. You know, he expects this. He expects 6 shutout every time, and that's hard.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The crew now heads south about an hour and a half on the 5 to open up a 4-gamer with the Padres tonight. Bryce Wilson pitches against Adam Mazur. Game time is set for 8:40. Football news, the Packers have made a move, albeit a small and expected one. The team is releasing kicker Jack Polesny. He was part of a 3-man kicking competition during OTAs with incumbent Anders Carlson and veteran journeyman Greg Joseph. With only 90 available roster spots for next month's training camp, more cuts are coming. The kicking competition, though, is down to a 2-man race. To basketball, Bucks coach Doc Rivers continues to hire assistants. Jason Love and Greg Buckner will join the Milwaukee staff. Love had been with the 76ers last season and also worked for Rivers there. Buckner had been the lead assistant coach under J.B. Bickerstaff in Cleveland. Last week, Rivers hired Darvin Ham to be his top assistant. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 76 visit staples.com/print for details.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
The Minnesota Twins had their 6-game winning streak snapped with a 3-2 10-inning loss to Tampa Bay at Target Field. Royce Lewis hit a solo home run in the bottom of the 5th to give Minnesota a 2-1 lead, but Tampa Bay tied it up in the 7th before a throwing error by Lewis allowed the Rays to score the game-winning run. The Twins now are 41-33. They send Simeon Woods Richardson to the mound against Tampa Bay this afternoon. The Minnesota Lynx are on a 5-game winning streak after a 68-55 win over the Atlanta Dream at the Target Center. Minnesota held Atlanta to just 25 points in the second half, including an 8-point fourth quarter. Nafsia Collier scored 16 points in the victory. The Lynx are now tied for second place in the WNBA at 12-13. They host Phoenix on Saturday. A potential second-round NBA draft prospect is limiting workouts with teams. That according to Rich Paul, who's representing USC guard Bronny James. The agent told ESPN they're trying to find a team that values James and wants to push to get him there. The son of Lakers superstar LeBron James has worked out with LA and the Suns so far. Milwaukee has the 23rd and 33rd pick in next week's draft. The Packers' kicking pitcher is becoming clearer. The team waived Jack Poldesi yesterday. The Georgia product signed with the Vikings as an undrafted free agent last season and joined the Packers back in January. He never appeared in a regular season game. The competition is now down to second-year kicker Anders Carlson and veteran Greg Joseph. Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. News broke last week that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has adopted a new management strategy that could increase the limit of pintails for waterfowlers, perhaps starting as early as autumn 2025. More details when we return, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Welcome back. For the first time in nearly 30 years, duck hunters in the lower 48 could have the chance to shoot 3 pintails a day as soon as the 2025 to 2026 season. It's a possible outcome of an interim population and harvest strategy that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service intends to put into place. Sources are telling Outdoor News, however, that the daily bag limit for all seasons still depends on pintail populations and habitat conditions across central North America. The feds adopted their new interim northern pintail harvest strategy during the agency's regulations committee meeting on May 17th. For most of the past 30 years, waterfowl hunters in the Mississippi Flyway have been restricted to one pintail. The handsome dabbling ducks are especially popular out in the western and Pacific flyways among hunters. We'll know more about this possible increase in pintail bag limits. Again, wouldn't kick in until 2025 at the earliest, when the Fish and Wildlife Service releases its annual waterfowl population status report in August. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They make me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Forecast for today, increasing clouds throughout the day. We'll have a 30% chance of showers or storms late this afternoon. Highs low 70s, east winds at around 10. Tonight, 50% chance of showers and storms, lows low 60s. Tomorrow, 90% chance of showers and storms, locally heavy rain possible, highs upper 70s. Saturday, 90% chance of showers and storms, heavy rain possible, highs low 80s. Clouds and sun across the region this morning. Wabasha, Nelson at 67. Lake City, Mondovian, Pepin 65. O'Galley 63. Plum City 62. Here at WRGN, Cloud 63 with Kenny Chesney and Uncle Cracker. And when the sun goes down, it's 8:23.
Suntan toes tickling the sand. Cold drink chilling in my right hand. Watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving when the sun goes down. We're feeling all right when the sun sinks down. Over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down, yeah.
Just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy. Been sleeping off the night before, 'cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Guitar and my dark sunglasses.
This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down, over the
everything gets hotter when the sun goes
when
down.
The sun
when
goes
the sun
down.
Goes down. We'll be grooving when the sun goes down. We'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Light. Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long. For a ride.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Across the border and into the city, and you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He lives with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburb. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. And your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all my bills. We stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. And your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Luke Combs, Fast Car, 8 to 34. I'm Brian Winnikins.
This reminder coming up tonight at Memorial Park. It's the Buffalo Pepin Literacy Alliance's recognition event. It will get underway at 6 o'clock at Memorial Park. This free event highlights the accomplishments of students of the Alliance. And student author Donna Kern will also be in attendance. There'll be food and refreshments. And again, that's open to the public starting 6 o'clock tonight at Memorial Park in Durand. Let's run down birthdays for today. This Rock and Roll Hall of Famer was inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson. 82 today. Wow. Grammy Award-winning singer Ann Murray is 79. Home repair specialist Bob Vila and Tim Taylor's arch nemesis. He's 78 today. Of course, he was the host of the TV show This Old House and was always on Home Improvement. It was Tim Taylor's arch nemesis, you bet. Also, this actor was in the TV series Roseanne and the films Speed Racer, Evan Almighty, Beyond the Sea, and Monsters Incorporated. Talking about John Goodman, 72 today. This Academy Award-winning actress won an Oscar for the movie The Hours. She's also been in The Paperboy, Just Go With It, and The Golden Compass as well. And we're talking about Nicole Kidman, 57 today. This actress is best known for playing Layla Williamson on One Life to Live. Tika Sumpter is 44 today. Former football running back Darren Sproles is 41 today. Born on this date, composer Jacques Offenbach, born on this date in 1819, never heard of him. Author Lillian Hellman, born in the state in 1905. Actor Errol Flynn, born in the state in 1909. He starred in several films, including The Adventures of Robin Hood and Captain Blood. Grammy Award-winning guitarist Chet Atkins, born in the state in 1924. He was elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1973. This actor and one of the leading military award winners from World War II, Audie Murphy, born in the state in 1925. Of course, he starred in a movie about himself and what he did during World War II, along with the movies The Unforgiven and The Red Badge of Courage. Academy Award-winning actor Martin Landau, born in the state in 1928. He was in the TV series Mission Impossible and The X-Files. Academy Award-winning actress Olympia Dukakis, born in the state in 1931. She won an Oscar for her performance in Moonstruck. She was also in Mr. Holland's Opus and Steel Magnolias. Celebrating a birthday today, Mary Heck. Happy birthday, Mary. Your name goes into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box. On Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner, and they will receive a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand today for lunch. Don't forget about to use the Dairy Queen app. You earn those reward points, and you can redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats at Dairy Queen of Durand. Our winner will also receive a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse now for all of your grilling needs, especially for the 4th of July holiday coming up. You know, the steaks, the hot dogs, the pork chops, chicken, and more. And don't forget about the beef sticks, too, from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 114 West Main Street, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the Birthday Anniversary Club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
DQ presents how to enjoy the three best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat! Because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all three into one powerhouse of a treat. So you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Get fit and look your best to end the summer tanning and fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. And the summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit End the Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine early, but now cloudy throughout the afternoon. 30% chance of showers and storms. We'll have highs, low 70s. Tonight, cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and storms. And we'll have lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow, 90% chance of showers and storms. Locally heavy rain possible. And we'll have highs in the upper 70s. Clouds across the region this morning. Wabasha Nelson at 67, Lake City, Mondovi, and Pepin 65, Ocali 62, Plum City also at 62 here at WRDN, Cloud 64 with Sugarland and Baby Girl, it's 841.
They say this town stars stay up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see them for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. They'll promise fancy cars and diamond rings and all sorts of shiny things, but girl, you'll remember what your knees are for.
Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through.
That is love your baby girl. Your baby girl.
Dear mom and dad, please send money. I'm so broke. Don't need much, just enough to get me through.
Your baby
girl. Please don't worry, cause I'm alright. Playing here at the bar tonight.
Dreams come true.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRGN. Sugarland Baby Girl on the way. We're going to talk with Erica Johnson, principal at Caddy Woodlawn. She's wrapping up her career with the Durand, Arkansas School District. We're going to talk with Mrs. Johnson here coming up next. Good morning.
No sun on the Rockies, not even the light of day. I feel that old cabin fever coming on. But I know where I'll be when Lady Luck finally blows my way. She'll put the wind in my sails and I'll be gone. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Gonna sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind to Puerto no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. I'll be off to find myself once again in Puerto no one knows. When my ship comes in, maybe I'm only dreaming, but it sure seems real. Somehow the wind doesn't chill quite to the bone. Or could it just be the fever? I'm running on an uneven keel, not losing sight of why I'm up here alone. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind to Puerto no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. I'll be off to find myself once again in Puerto no one knows. When my ship comes in to Puerto no one knows. Ship comes in. It won't be long for my ship comes in. Where no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Where no one knows. It won't be long for my ship comes in. Where no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Mrs. Johnson, Erica Johnson. She principal of Caddy Woodlawn Elementary School at the Durand, Arkansas School District for the last 13 years. And during last night's school board meeting, the school board did accept her resignation as principal. And Mrs. Johnson, we hate to see you go, but you have some exciting things that you're moving on to.
Yeah, so I'm going to be partnering with a company that works on preventing school violence, and they partner with or they often partner with Rachel's Challenge, which was started right after Columbine. Rachel Scott was the first person that was killed at Columbine, and her dad started Rachel's Challenge after finding a letter that she had written about wanting to spread kindness, be a good person. So I really feel like the work that the company is doing is really important. So I'll get to work with different schools across the nation trying to help prevent school violence, trauma-informed care, and then I'll also get to join different conferences and speak to school administrators.
Wow. Okay, well, let's talk about your time here at as principal at Caddy Woodlawn. Oh, man. First through fifth graders, or kindergarten 4K. Through 4K through fifth grade. What a bundle of energy. What's the key to harness that bundle of energy? I've done JA before, mm-hmm. when it was over at Arkansas, and it was like, man, after the first class is like, I'm exhausted. How do you channel that?
I think predominantly the kids give us energy, and that's why we're all here, and that's why we're all together. The Caddy staff is phenomenal. We adopted our own staff motto, must have been a little over a year ago now, where we determined that our motto was truly to lead with love. And that's what we do every day, is lead with love and put kids first. And that makes the job a lot easier, because that's why we're here.
A lot of changes too in the 13 years you've been here, because you used to be at Arkansas, and that was that kind of the biggest challenge, that big move?
Yeah, that definitely was a move, going from two schools to one, and what is that going to look like? And then obviously the referendum and the building project, but knowing being in one school is so much better for kids. We're not sharing resources anymore. We are all together in one place. So at the end of the day, it was easy when you look at the outcome.
Talking with Erica Johnson, principal at Caddy Woodlawn Elementary School. She's resigned, taking a new position. And I have to, what are you going to miss? And the kids and the staff, but what are you going to miss out of all that?
The laughter and the things that kids say and the stories that come that you can't make up. There's such a great camaraderie within our own office staff, and then obviously within the teaching staff and the cooks and the paras, everybody together. But, you know, kids really do say the darndest things, and that was by far the best part of the day, is what kids would say and what they would do. It created a lot of laughter.
I bet it did. My daughter, thankfully, was not, well, I guess I shouldn't say that. She did say some of the darndest things. I got to ask, what's it like? Okay, you know, if you take 4K, we'll start at 4K. Mm-hmm. Been here 13 years, so your first 4K class just walked across the stage. A year ago? Okay, what was that like? What's that like to see that going? I remember when they were in 4K or in kindergarten.
Oh, that's, you blink and all of a sudden they're walking across the stage, and you remember what they were like, whether it's in 4K or fourth grade or sixth grade. There are so many kids you just never forget, and I'm really proud of them, because they're doing the work to set themselves up for a successful future, and I know the amount of heart work, HEART, that goes into teaching kids.
How important was it for your career as principal to have the involvement of the community?
This community is absolutely phenomenal. If you need anything, there are how many people standing at the door ready to help, and the amount of support and love that I have felt here has been tremendous, and that is truly my wish for the next leader coming in, is that they are given the amount of grace that I had to find their footing.
Well, congratulations again, Mrs. Johnson. We're going to miss you, but good luck on your new position and your new adventure.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This place will always have my heart.
That is Erica Johnson. Again, she retired, at least from the position here as principal at Caddy Woodlawn, after 13 years. move on to a new position. This is WRDN.
Wisconsin, home to the finest dairy products, is dedicated to building strong local connections with consumers like you. Start your day off right with a legendary June Dairy Month breakfast. With the summer around the corner, we're excited to introduce new recipes for your culinary adventures. Whether it's a barbecue or a picnic, our dairy delights bring joy to families and friends. Here's to a summer brimming with dairy memories. Visit wisconsindairy.com to check out these recipes.
This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
This June, join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin in celebrating June Dairy Month. Indulge in the rich flavors and creamy goodness of Wisconsin dairy. From farm to table, our dairy farmers work tirelessly to bring you the highest quality milk, cheese, ice cream, and more. Dive into the 13 essential nutrients packed in every serving of Wisconsin milk. Raise a glass and celebrate June Dairy Month with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, because nothing beats the taste of Wisconsin dairy.
Enjoy breakfast on the farm with the 38th Annual Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 till 11 at Marbeck Dairy, Highway Double N, Mondovi. Enjoy pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, cube cheese, and of course, ice cream and milk. There'll be music by Karen and the guys, face painting for the kids, and farm tours too. It's the 38th Annual Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 till 11 at Marbeck Dairy, Highway Double N, Mondovi.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, Friday night and the moon is high. I'm wide awake just watching you sleep. I promise you, you're gonna have more than just the things that you need. We ain't got much now, we're just starting now. But I know somehow, paradise is coming. Someday, baby, you and I are gonna be the ones that good luck's gonna shine.
yeah, we're gonna have